There was silence as the last poignant notes hovered on the still air. Then wild applause. Bragoon's tough face softened as he sniffed.
I never heard anything so pretty in all me days.
Horty puffed out his chest.
I told you she could sing.
Sorrow, having forgotten her afternoon tea, sat transfixed.
Sing, did you see? Listen, even the birds gone quiet at the sound of the maid's voice. Oh, I'm retiring from singing as of now. What do you see, mate?
Bragoon had borrowed Junty's fiddle. He plucked the strings as he gazed in admiration at the hair maid.
Our lips are sealed, Miss Martha. You put us to shame. Mind ye, I can still knock a tune out on the old fiddle, and Sorrow ain't a bad dancer. Shall I play a jig for you?
Muggum had a swift word in Martha's ear, causing her to smile.
Do you know a dibbin' reel called Dungle Drips?
The Abbey babes leaped up and down, shouting eagerly.
Play Dungle Drips, sir!
Bragoon raised the fiddle bow, winking at Sorrow.
Dungle Drips. We danced to that in a few times when we was dibbins, eh, mate?
The aging squiddle leaped up.
Aye, I'll say we did. Right, come on, me little darlings. I'll show you a step or two. I once was Redwall's champion dibbin dancer.
Even before the first notes rang out, the dibbins clasped paws and whooped. Sorrow was whirled off amid a crowd of mole babes, tiny mice, infant squiddles and small hoglets. All the dibbins roared the mole speech lyrics with gusto, hurtling themselves into the wild reel. Martha was convulsed with laughter at their antics, and amazed at Sorrow's skill. The squiddle was a born dancer, twirling and somersaulting recklessly as she sang out in mole dialect along with the dibbins. Dance grew more frantic, the singing faster as Bragoon speeded up his fiddling. Muggum and his crew performed some very fancy paw work, shuffling and high-kicking, raising raucous cheers and calling for the fiddler to play even faster. The scene of wild abandon suddenly stretched out into a double line, with Sorrow bringing up the rear as the Abbey babes cavorted furiously across the lawns and vanished into the Abbey. Bragoon stopped playing and blew upon his heated paws.
Phew! What happened there, Carol?
Bewildered, the abbot shook his head.
I've no idea. Sister Setifa, do you know what those babes are up to?
The shrewner shrugged.
Och, the wee beasties must have danced off to their beds. 'Tis no great surprise, I'm thinking, after all that race and eating and jigging. You ken, they must be rare wearied.
The Redwallers sat sipping tea for quite some time. There was no sound from within the abbey. Then Sorrow emerged. Chuckling to herself, she sat down weirdly, accepting a beaker of tea gratefully.
I ain't as young as I used to be. That was some dance, I tell you. Those dibbins jigged through the abbey, up the stairs they went, straight into their dormitory. Before you could say boo, they were flat out on their beds and snoring. I felt like joining them myself. Looks like the Lillans have called it a day.
Torrin looked perplexed.
But what about the summer feast?
Abbot Carroll saw the look of disappointment on his friend's face.
Cheer up, Torrin. We'll have it at midday tomorrow. 'Twill keep until then.
Horty's ears drooped mournfully.
I say, you chaps, all I've had to eat is a few measly scones and a drop of tea.
Martha slapped his paw playfully.
Shame on you. I wouldn't call three plates of scones measly. And don't pull such faces. You'll last until tomorrow.
The gluttonous young hare went into a sulk.
Jolly easy for you to say what. Skin and blisters never scoff much anyway. Not like us chaps. So be it then. If none of you lot see me round and about tomorrow, you'll best take a blinking good search. You won't be smiling then. Not when you find the skeleton of a gallant young hare in some lonely corner. Oh, yes, indeed, that'll be me. Perished to death from flipping hunger, what? Woe is us, you'll cry and weep absolute buckets of tears, thinking we should have let the poor brave lad have a small extra scoff last night.
Bragoon played along with Horsey, shaking his head sadly.
And what'll your skeleton reply to us, old mate?
Horsey sniffed.
It'll say too blinking late, but I told you so, and Yaboo sucks to you, cruel, rotten lot. I'll leave you to your guilty consciences, you heartless bounders. My famished lips are sealed, what?
He stalked frostily into a corner while stealing the last scone from under Sister Portula's nose.